Our condolences to the believers all across the world, wherever you are, upon the martyrdom anniversary of the 11th divinely appointed successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Zaki al-Askari alayhi salam. The 8th Abbasid Caliph, Mu'tasim Abbasi, moved the capital of the Abbasid Empire from the city of Baghdad to the city of Surra Man Ra'a. The city of Surra Man Ra'a was in all reality and in actuality a city that was a military fortress. And the purpose of this great military fortress was to protect and fortify the crumbling Abbasid throne from its enemies. Now, a long list, which included Arabs, Persians, Africans, the Khawarij, the provinces of Greater Syria, Greater Egypt, Greater Khorasan, Greater Arabia, the Byzantines of Byzantium, both free and slave, Hashemis, Alawis, Hassanis, Zaydis, and of course the Shias and the followers and supporters of the 12 divinely appointed Imams, alayhim assalam. The father of Mu'tasim Abbasi was the 5th Abbasid Caliph, Harun al-Rashid, who was from an Arab descent. And yet the mother of Mu'tasim Abbasi was a woman from Turkic origin. And so the Turkic peoples who had formerly been enslaved by both the Umayyad and the Abbasid dynasties were now being given both senior governmental and military positions under Mu'tasim Abbasi. And so the Abbasid Empire under attack, both from within and without, Mu'tasim Abbasi and his great Turkic army moved to the city of Surra Man Ra'a. And so it was here in the city of Surra Man Ra'a that the Abbasid caliphs built a grand city, a city in which they could place their throne and become the pharaohs of the era. Power, wealth, and dominion. They built vast complexes and great towers spiraling towards the heavens, as if an ode to the great Tower of Babel. And yet, those who commit oppression, tyranny, and transgression eventually reach the end of the line. And so in time, the anarchy of Surra Man Ra'a occurred, a great anarchy which started from right within the very heart of the Abbasid Empire, the fortress city of Surra Man Ra'a. And it was the very Turkic peoples that had been given both senior governmental and military positions in the government that conducted the anarchy of Surra Man Ra'a. And it is in this manner that the Abbasid caliphs became mere puppets in the hands of those under them. And so, in the anarchy of Surra Man Ra'a, 5 Abbasid caliphs were mercilessly murdered, one after the other. And so it seems that from their great towers of Babel, the pharaohs of Surra Man Ra'a should have been looking for their enemies down upon the earth rather than toward the heavens. Eventually, the violent anarchy of Surra Man Ra'a ended, and so Mu'tamid Abbasi was allowed to sit upon the Abbasid throne. But there was another greater danger for the pharaohs of Surra Man Ra'a, and that was the advent of the destroyer of oppressors and tyrants, the helper of the oppressed and downtrodden, the advent of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, alayhi salam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the preceding divinely appointed Imams alayhim assalam had all foretold of the advent of the awaited Savior of humanity, the 12th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam. And so 10 divinely appointed Imams alayhim assalam walked upon the earth, and every single one of them had been martyred mercilessly in one way or the other. And so before being martyred, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi al-Naqi alayhi salam, who was the father of the 11th divinely appointed Imam, was forcefully taken to the city of Surra Man Ra'a in order to be kept under severe and strict surveillance, lest the 11th and 12th Imams alayhimus salam be born. But by the divine will of the Almighty Allah, we find that the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Zaki al-Askari alayhi salam, was born. And so with the birth of the 11th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam, the birth of the 12th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam, the awaited savior of humanity was just around the corner. And so the constant fear of the birth of the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, was constantly in the hearts of these pharaohs of the city of Surra Mun Ra'a. Beware lest the Moses of Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayhi salam be born. Power, wealth, and dominion will all be lost. And so the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Zaki al-Askari alayhi salam, was constantly kept in prison. And when he was out of prison, he was kept under the severest and strictest of surveillance. His every move was being watched. And yet, despite His Eminence's regular imprisonment and His suffocating surveillance, His Eminence was known to be the head of an elegant, reformed, refined, and vast network of representatives and deputies of the Shia world known as the Sazimaan-e-Wakalat, a network of representatives which spanned the entire Islamic world. And of course, His Eminence, the 11th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam, was also renowned for his vast knowledge and wisdom regarding the word of Allah, the Holy Quran, and the Seerah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and the divinely appointed Imams alayhimus salam. Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam was known for his piety, his nobility, his honor, his knowledge and his wisdom, his taqwa, his generosity, and of course, his great courage. The people knew His Eminence as Ibn al-Ridha alayhi salam, the son of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, and both friend and foe had the greatest of esteem and respect for Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. And so all of this created a great divine power which the Abbasid caliphs could never attain even in their wildest dreams. And so it was precisely this great divine power wielded by Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, the inheritor of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the inheritor of Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that was too much for Mu'tamid Abbasi to bear. And to make matters worse for the Abbasid Empire, if the 12th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam was to be born, then everything would be lost. And so we find that the imamat of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam lasted for only approximately 6 short years. And so His Eminence, the 11th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Hassan ibn Ali al-Zaki al-Askari alayhi salam, was murdered and martyred at the age of 28. The pharaohs of Surra Mun Ra'a hoped that the 12th divinely appointed Imam, the awaited savior of humanity, had not yet been born. But there is no escaping the divine will of the Almighty Allah. And so the awaited savior of humanity, the 12th divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, had been born. The Moses of Lady Fatimatu Zahra alayha salam was on the move, one day to return and rid the earth of all its pharaohs once and for all.
As-salamu alayka ya ibn khatim al-nabiyyin. As-salamu alayka ya ibn sayyid al-wasiyyin. As-salamu alayka ya ibn al-a'immat al-hadin. As-salamu alayka ya ibn al-awsiya al-rashidin. As-salamu alayka ya ismat al-muttaqin. As-salamu alayka ya imam al-faizin. As-salamu alayka ya rukn al-mu'minin. As-salamu alayka ya faraj al-malhufin. As-salamu alayka ya aba al-imam al-muntazar. As-salamu alayka ya maulaya ya aba muhammad al-hasan ibn ali wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.